Hello?
Senator Dirksen?
Hello?
Yes.
Everett, I hate to call you at home. I didn't know when I placed a call that you'd gone. I met with this is in confidence, but I met with the Democratic members of the committee on finance, and they want to complete as quickly as they can. They think that they are going to be pretty well together. They said that they want to ask some questions, but at hearing this morning, we got to talking about postponing, and the goddamn market broke 16.32 today.
Yeah.
This uncertainty here and abroad is terrible. So they said they'd go ahead and move. Rivikoff wanted to know what about the airplanes, and we told him they had $5 billion worth of orders.
Yeah.
They could wait a year, and then McCarthy said he wanted a general tax increase. We told him that we couldn't decide until we could see what was in those bills. I asked them if they couldn't stay with us on the bills. They said it depended on what the Appropriations Committee did, whatever the Appropriations Committee bill they felt reported. So when I left, Fowler and Russell and I talked, they think that you're going to have to talk to Williams, that he's just kind of determined to stretch this out all week if he can, and they could get through this week. Russell said we're going to have a Saturday session, and I thought maybe he might just say if the damn boys will let you go tomorrow, and maybe you can work some tomorrow afternoon while you could get the damn thing reported Wednesday.
They gave Williams only 15 minutes this morning. Russell gets a little kind of angry.
Russell said that Williams is going to delay it all week, though.
No, he isn't. I talked to Williams after he got back to the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he's disposed to cooperate.
Well,
a few things that you've got to satisfy him on. And those are not difficult. But Russell pushes a little too much.
Yeah.
And he ought to give... John's the one guy on our side that likes to question a little.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it don't take much time.
No, you don't.
No.
Well, you take it and manage it for me, won't you? Make old Mike agree to... You do this for your country, and I'll do something for you. Eisenhower called me today. He said he wanted me to know it. He said about what you said, and that he didn't want to tell him about how to run the war. He thought he was doing the best he could, do whatever he needed to win it, and whatever he wanted out, or I wanted out of him, I could get.
Yeah.
So I told him you told me that about the meeting this morning, and he was very sweet. But I don't believe that they can manage it. Gore had some ideas, and he wants to go to a cattle sale Saturday, he said. But I thought that you would just take over in the morning and tell John to please let us get it reported. And then you tell him in return, I'll give you $3 billion worth of cuts myself.
I'll do my best with it.
Thank you. Thank you.